From NPR News, it's day to day. It's too late. Stocks already are headed back up. You missed it. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is with us. Nancy, are financial advisors really telling their clients to get back in now?
Right, Alex, you blinked. You missed it. Actually, this may sound counterintuitive, but they're saying, no, don't jump it in the market today. They're saying avoid a herd mentality, whether it's a herd of bulls or bears. And they also say you shouldn't try to time the market because individual investors, unfortunately, have a knack for getting it wrong, that is, buying high and selling low. Mark Skousen is an economist who's now editor of Forecasts and Strategies newsletter. He's telling investors to just be patient.
They shouldn't panic sell, nor should they panic buy. When you panic buy, sometimes you can overpay, and when you panic sell, you don't get a good deal.
And Skousen isn't telling investors to actually stay out of the market altogether. He's just saying, keep putting your money into the market steadily. Keep up your regular contributions to your 401k plan, Alex, but don't go on a stock buying spree.
Okay. Is it possible to detect any change in the mood of investors?
Well, Alex, you're going to hate this, but Skousen says some investors are cautiously optimistic. Sorry about the cliche, but he says it does fit. But still, he says investors are very cautious. They're skittish because they're waiting to see if and when the economy improves. They're also waiting for the results of the presidential election. They want to see if the next president changes tax policies on investments. Specifically, they're waiting to see if taxes go up on dividends and capital gains.
And what about the other major player here in our financial well-being, the consumer? It's Columbus Day. Are people out buying whatever you buy on Columbus Day, washing machines or TVs or I don't know?
Flat screen TVs. Happy Columbus Day, Alex. Of course, consumers are key, but they don't seem to be going out and spending. And of course, consumer spending is a big driver of the economy. That spending is tapering off. Pat Dorsey is Morningstar's director of equity research, and he told me investors shouldn't assume that consumer spending is going to pick up.
Betting on a big rebound in consumer confidence, betting on a big rebound in consumer-related stocks, there are probably safer ways with a better risk-reward to invest at this point.
And Dorsey says consumers are feeling poorer because the value of their houses is going down and they're afraid they might lose their jobs.
You know, I find myself as bewildered as ever about investment advice at this point. So get in or get out or do nothing.
I just keep contributing to your 401k, Alex. There's just so much uncertainty out there. And economists remind me that we are still either actually in a recession right now or headed in that direction.
Nancy Marshall-Genzer, happy Columbus Day. And thank you to Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace.